WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Arlington, Texas. The much-hyped boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul is over. It went the full 8 rounds. It was shown worldwide on Netflix.
Your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Paul!
CBS News Dallas reporter J.D. Miles was there.
Tyson, at 58 years old, is 31 years older than his opponent, social media superstar Jake Paul. Still, the fight has been sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation. Interest in professional boxing has been declining for years. The big names and heavy promotion associated with this event are giving longtime fans a rare chance to experience the sport's glory days.
Now to Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll strongly request that the House Ethics Committee not release the results of its investigation into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who President-elect Donald Trump wants to be Attorney General. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Democratic senators who'd be part of a confirmation hearing for Gaetz said they want to read the investigation's findings first.
I think it's important for them to have all critical information that they need to make an intelligent decision.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. The former Florida congressman resigned from the House this week after Trump nominated him to be the nation's top law enforcement officer, stopping the investigation in its tracks.
The bipartisan House Ethics Committee had conducted a year-long investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct by Gaetz. In one of his final foreign trips as president, Joe Biden is in Peru.
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting, or APEC, will bring world leaders together. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will be there to deliver a strong message.
He is going to be making the case to our allies and, frankly, to our adversaries that America's standing with its alliances, investing in its alliances, and then asking its allies to step up and do their part, which they have done these past 4 years, is central to American strength and capacity in the world.
Biden will also have a meeting on the sidelines of APEC with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Large areas of the Northeast are experiencing drought conditions. It's the opposite in Central America, says CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
The drought continues to get worse. Ohio, West Virginia are now in a severe and extreme drought. All of the New York metro area under severe drought. Southern Jersey under extreme drought. We need the rain. Who's getting it? Too much of it? Honduras.
In Honduras, Tropical Storm Sara has struck the Caribbean coast, causing widespread flooding. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose to the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got into New York City late Thursday night after winning at home against the Jazz. They lost last night to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. The final, 116-94. Damian Lillard now on falling to just 2 wins and 7 losses so far this season.
You know, when you're in the type of situation we've been in, losing games and trying to find yourself and find identity and get going in the right direction, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, you don't want guys in here happy, not experiencing that when you losing games, but it's, like I said, it's frustrating. I think we got to understand what we're doing and what it looks like when we're having success. You know, that starts with just, you know, simply competing, playing hard. And a lot of the games that we struggled in, teams are just getting to loose balls more than us. They get into the glass more than us. They're playing at a little bit faster pace than we are. That's giving them an advantage and putting us behind. In these games, you know, we just got to be much better about that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new Cheesy Chalupa Supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s, and more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night, then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. Right now it's 33.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday's show, Pat Kreitlow makes his triumphant return back to Up North News Radio. We talk about his vacation and what happened in the news this weekend. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I got a couple of quick stories here for you, and then I'll get right to your calls. The Inflation Reduction Act included a major subsidy for the Affordable Care Act to make health insurance for people under 65 far more accessible, far less expensive. That expires next year. That expires at the end of this year. And, you know, Republicans have pledged that they are not going to renew the Affordable Care Act. Excuse me, they're not going to renew the Inflation Reduction Act. So here are the annual premium increases. This is based on a, this, by the way, is from the Center for Policy, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And these are the annual premium increases. This is based on a 60-year-old couple with an income of $82,000. And here's how much it's going to go up. Oh, I'm sorry. It's color-coded across here, so I can't break it out for you. But here it is. A family of four making $65,000 would see their monthly marketplace premium increase from $126 to $324, an annual increase of about $2,400. An estimated 4 million people would become uninsured, almost half of whom are Black or Latino. In states with high underlying marketplace premiums, such as West Virginia and Wyoming, you're going to see giant boosts. For example, a 60-year-old West Virginia couple making $82,000. That was what I started with, was see annual premiums for a benchmark silver plan increase more than sixfold, from $6,970 a year to $46,000 a year. Right. For people with incomes above 400% of the poverty, they would lose their subsidies entirely, and you know, which is not a massive amount of money. So get ready. If you're on the Affordable Care Act, it looks like it's going to get wild. Meanwhile, Jake Johnson is reporting over at Common Dreams. Republicans are making no secret about their intention to pursue sweeping health care cuts that would raise costs and imperil insurance coverage for millions of people across the country. And this all, you've heard of the Republican Study Committee. Well, the Republican Study Committee puts out basically their own budget for the GOP every year. And they say, this is what we're going to do. And they kind of speak for the Republican Party when it comes to policy. So Jody Aronson is a congressman from Texas who is a member of the Republican Study Committee. They proposed this year eliminating the affordable tax care credits altogether in their 2025 budget proposal, which came out last year. And he is the chairman of the House Budget Committee, so he has enormous power when it comes to these kinds of things. And he told reporters earlier this week that the Republican Party is looking to use reconciliation to pursue cuts to mandatory programs. Now, when you're talking about mandatory programs, that's geek speak, you know, DC geek speak for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. So the head of the Budget Committee, the Republican head of the Budget Committee, and he will be next year as well, just literally just told reporters that they're going to use reconciliation to, quote, to pursue cuts to, quote, mandatory programs. The last time the Republicans had a federal trifecta, you'll recall, when they controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, they actually tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act under Trump. This was the second year, or maybe the first year, of the Trump administration. Last time, you'll recall, it passed the House of Representatives. It went to the Senate. It was ready to pass the Senate. It was a 50-50 vote, and John McCain came out and did thumbs down. And that saved the Affordable Care Act. It was one vote away. Well, John McCain's not around anymore. And it's not a 50-50 or 51-49 Senate like it was back then. Now it's a 52 or 53, you know, Republican vote Senate. So get ready. Both President-elect Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson said on the campaign trail that they're going to try it again. They're going to try to nuke the Affordable Care Act. And, of course, the other thing is that the Project 2025 called for Medicare itself to be phased out and replaced by Medicare Advantage, so that we're all back in the friendly clutches of the big insurance companies, who make huge contributions to Republican candidates for office, because the wonderful Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote, voted to legalize political bribery. And this is what we get. All right, what's on your mind today? David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
If you will grant me 30 seconds, I would like to offer a little bit of Native American wisdom and a little bit of Taoist wisdom,
if I may.
In many tribes, whenever a tribesperson went to the medicine man complaining of depression, the medicine man would always ask the same three questions. When did you stop singing? When did you stop dancing? When did you stop reveling in the wonder of Mother Nature? And the Taoist wisdom, the Great One remains cheerful in times of oppression. Cheerfulness, amazingly, is the source of the greatness.
I like that. I like that. I'm skeptical about the Native American quote. It sounds like something that, you know, some kind of New Age person came up with, but I still like it.
And it explains why the master, especially the Taoist statement, explains why the master can love the person who is murdering them, because they realize it is but another child of an unevolved, but another child of God. And they also realize that the place you were in before you were in your mother's womb is probably the same place you're in after death. And so, in a sense, you're going back to a place you've already been. In a sense, you're going home again.
Yeah, yeah. I actually subscribe to that. And it's a good one. David, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Dave in Atlantic City, New Jersey, also listening on SiriusXM. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for years of educating me, my mom and me.
You're welcome.
I just got a shocking question, and I'm just going to blurt it out. What would happen if the president-elect died before taking office? And I figure you would know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm guessing that it is in the, it's probably in the Constitution or in the, I forget whether it's an amendment or whether it's, you know, what it is that has the whole thing about if the vice president declares that the president is incompetent and then the majority of the cabinet goes along with it, then the president gets kicked out. You know, I think it's the 25th Amendment. you know, that has to do with presidential secession. There's probably a provision in there for that. But my guess is the vice president would become the president, and then the vice president would have to pick a new vice president. But I'd have to look it up, Dave.
You mean the vice president elect?
Correct.
You mean the vice president?
The vice president elect would get sworn in on January 20th as the president.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine anything else. I mean, that's the will of the people, right?
I'm getting dragged along with it. I feel it's out of my hands. I can only wait to jump on someone's train.
Yeah, well, you know, and show up at your local Democratic Party and volunteer and show up with Indivisible. They're doing some great Zoom calls and they're pulling people together, and they created this giant coalition of other groups. There's an active resistance forming right now.
Thanks for the inspiration. I may not be black, but I wish I could say I'm not white today.
I get it.
Thank you.
I get it. Thanks, Dave. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, no, no. Another one the Supreme Court got wrong. We'll be right back. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am faithful, the civic media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till...
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever watch your diet and exercise and not see your cholesterol numbers going down? Well, here's something to consider. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's made with berberine, which is formulated with that ingredient, berberine, that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart's health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get it, go to superbearing.com, and you can get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. It's spelled B-E-R-I-N-E. That's superbearing, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. In the heart of New York City on a crisp fall day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the pranks to play, left a bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the story's wild and strange, from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined, a world of justice find its way, but remain confined. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, did you see that Poland is planning to build a series of fortifications, concrete dragon teeth tank traps, and barbed wire entanglements along its border with Belarus and Russia, just in case President Trump, you know, cuts off U.S. military aid to Ukraine and the European nations can't fill the gap, and Putin wins in Ukraine and puts Poland next on the menu.
Wow, that's a huge undertaking, George. That's going to cost. That's going to shave a percent off their GDP. Pardon?
I say it's going to take them a while to get that all that stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah, although it'll be a good jobs project, I guess, for Poland.
Exactly right. Well, you know, I hope it's more effective than the French Maginot Line in May of 1940,
yeah,
when the Germans bypassed and sent tanks through the Ardennes forest because the French failed to fortify the Ardennes because they thought it was too thick for the Germans to get tanks through it.
Right, and they just knocked down the trees, didn't they?
Exactly right.
Yeah. George, you speak Russian, and you monitor the Russian media to some extent. I'm curious what you're hearing. I know that they're praising Tulsi Gabbard and calling her our girl, but what else is, or at least that's what the American media is reporting.
One thing I saw, you know, I haven't looked today, but one of the articles was that Poland was, the article was claiming that Ukraine was close to collapse, and Poland was worried they wouldn't get their slice of the pie, you know, former Ukrainian territories that used to be part of Poland. That was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. This, you consider that propaganda, though, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I consider the source, Pravda.
Yeah, yeah. Fascinating stuff. George, I always learn something talking to you. I appreciate you calling in.
I enjoy it, Tom, and keep up the good work, and kudos to Mateo again.
Okay, I'll pass that along, and thank you so much. Good talking to you. Yep. Donna in Alto, Michigan. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's the childless cat lady of Alto, Michigan. Okay. But anyways, I wanted to say that one woman that called in, it sounded like she was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I'm just like, don't do that.
Yeah,
please don't go there, because that's exactly what these people want.
Yes.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And I say we need to stay and stand. And we need to find a way to celebrate in some way, not for, you know, Trump being, you know, elected, but, you know, some way. Like, I ordered a new book called The Dream of Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading that. And also, you know, start a new house plant, do something. I even thought about possibly taking a class at Grand Valley State on constitutional law, because I want to have a better understanding of what our founding fathers were discussing.
Yeah.
And how would they relate today on what is happening. I don't know if they're spinning in their graves right now. I don't know, but
you know, there's a great book. There's a great book by Professor Harvey Kay titled "Thomas Paine and the Promise of America," that I think is one of the very best early American history books out there. Its focus is Paine, but it kind of covers the whole sweep of the Revolutionary era, and it's just brilliant. Anything by Harvey Kay.
Yeah, I do all my studying. Matter of fact, I just tore through all my books last night because I told myself, we got to do something.
Yeah.
And most of my books that I study the most is about history and philosophy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite subjects right there.
Yeah.
But I think Americans really should start a really deep dive study on the founding fathers, and mainly Thomas Paine.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't break down. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
You got to remember, these people are psychopaths, and they're weak.
Many of them, yeah.
And they're desperate.
Yeah, I get it.
So, well, thanks for having me on, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Don. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. We're hitting the break here at the bottom of the hour, 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. What's on your mind? Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be back with your calls right after this. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief before tens of thousands of people in Arlington, Texas, and on Netflix around the world. 27-year-old YouTube star turned boxer Jake Paul has beaten 58-year-old former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson by unanimous decision. The fight wasn't close on the judges' cards. One scored it 80-72 for Paul. The other two had it 79-73. The spokeswoman for the Trump administration will be the youngest person ever in that position, says CBS's Nicole Skanga.
President-elect Donald Trump has picked Caroline Leavitt as his White House press secretary. Leavitt, who is 27, was Trump's 2024 campaign press secretary.
A man from Venezuela who entered the U.S. illegally is on trial in Athens, Georgia, on charges of killing a 22-year-old nursing student. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
Roughly 20 members of the victim's family were in court. If convicted of murder, Ibarra faces life without parole.
CBS News Brief.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy, unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks, she's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are four-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of four times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s, and more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night, then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday.
Right now it's 31.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and the Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
More effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing and always remember to take my one capsule a day. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more with bundles on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's spelled B-E-R-I-N-E. That's Super Bearing, S-U-P-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
In the darkest nights, from the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the trials and tribulations, it stands the test of time, a hope for generations, a dream that will not die. Live democracy, guiding us through a storm, in the heart of liberty, a brighter world is born. From the streets of Philadelphia, where the dream.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Anything goes weekend. Kevin in Oxford, Michigan. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was thinking about like messaging. You know, I watched Richard Ojeda, and he's a good guy. And he was saying, yeah, well, you know, the Republicans, they voted for Barabbas. And the Democratic Party, we voted for Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me, you know. And I was like, you know, that's right, you know. I mean, I'm not a Bible thumper. I don't know much about the Bible, but there is a story. I had to ask my mom, you know, and she told me. Yeah,
Barabbas was the thief who was on the cross next to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, and the crowd was screaming to get him out or whatever.
Yeah, they said, pardon him instead of Jesus, yeah.
Right, and kind of exactly what we're going through now with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe, and not just Donald Trump, but the Republican Party and the MAGA people and those people that support that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe that, you know, the Democratic Party should put out messaging. However, you know, and you know, like to give that message, because these Christians will get it, you know, they'll understand that they voted in, you know, Barabbas rather than Jesus, because if they read the Bible, unless Christian is just another word, you know, because that's what I believe it.
I'm sorry, Kevin, I got to move along when you can't use language like that. My apologies if anybody's offended. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I have a class that I would like to proffer up, and I think it's Marxist. I'm not 100% sure, but it's the ownership class. And that being said, I'll kind of weave that into my view of the selection and where we go now. The ownership class. Okay. So there was a conspiracy to steal the 2024 election from the American citizenry, and it was brought to us by Russia, by the Supreme Court, and by the MAGA ownership class.
Mm-hmm.
We have documented interference from Russia. They called in bomb scares. They provided AI ads. They subsidized third parties. We have, you know, just point blank interference documented,
sure,
which is against the law.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court sanctioned this with Citizens United. The Supreme Court also sanctions the purging of votes and voter suppression and gerrymandering. And that's just a few of the things. But the main thing is the Republican candidate for president denied any knowledge of the existence of Project 2025. I don't know what it is. I never read it. I don't know anything or any of the policies. Right. Once the candidate was declared the victor, both the candidate and the deniers of Project 2020, they laughed at us. They said, ha, 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 we were all in on it.
Yep.
Now, that is, to me, total fraud. Okay, we did not vote for the end of Social Security, the elimination of HCA, Department of Education, FBI, CIA. I could go on and on, and I think you just did. Now, I think that all of these things have good cause. I'm talking about legitimate cause for us to immediately call for a recount in any and all of those states that were impacted by any dirty deeds done by the ownership class in conjunction with Russia, because we know that they didn't just do a bomb scare for nothing. There was something behind it. We need to get into it. Now, we didn't have 64 fraud cases up in the courts, taking up a lot of time and money. We're saying we had foreign influence in our country, and we're going to get to the bottom of it for all of the country, all of the citizenry. Yeah. I don't think Republicans wanted to have Social Security taken away. I don't think they wanted their health care taken away. I mean, this was a fraud perpetrated on all of us by the ownership class. And that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't disagree with you, Lori, and I would love to see a recount of the physical ballots in the seven swing states, because Stephen Spoonamore is looking at this and he's pointing out that these so-called bullet ballots where people only vote for the president and that's it. The numbers are under 1% in pretty much every other state in the United States, but in the swing states, you're popping 2, 3, 5, 14%, stuff like that.
Can I just add one thing to that, Tom?
Yeah, go ahead.
The one thing, I was watching Steve Kornacki on MSNBC that night, and I literally watched this fine, busy-minded man say at least three times in the swing states, wow, that's odd. Another one that just totally flipped. It was this much was for Biden last time, and this time they're for Trump. And it was just out of nowhere. Yeah. You know, he got the new numbers, and the tally just literally flipped in three different states that he called. And that's all that I saw. Now, I didn't stay up all night.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think we have cause.
I'm with you. Lori, thank you. Thank you very much. Abby in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hey, Abby, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. You used to often trot out a Harry Truman quote, I think it was, where he said that given the choice between a Republican and a Democrat that talks like a Republican, voters will choose the Republican every time.
That's
correct. I've been thinking about that when I read John Nichols' recent column that said that Kamala is just wasting her time hanging out with the Cheneys.
Yep.
I mean, Kamala shared the stage with Liz Cheney. I'm sorry, say again?
I think she actually hurt herself hanging out with Liz Cheney. And then after she was hanging out with Liz Cheney, she started adding to her stump speech, you know, they want to rule all by themselves without Democrats, but I'm going to invite them to come in and have a seat at the table. And I was just, you know, putting my face in my hand. I mean, oh, my God. Yep.
Right. Joe Biden shared the stage with Bernie Sanders, and he won.
Yep.
And Kamala shared the stage with Liz Cheney and lost.
Yep.
Now, my dad used to teach me when I was first coming of age, when I was trying to figure out the parties, he said that Republicans were for big business and rich people. Democrats were for everybody else. Democrats used to be for working class voters. My mission as a Democratic activist has been to get these voters back. And what's happened is Trump has been stealing our turf. He's been winning by talking about working class grievances.
Yeah.
The Democrats have forfeited that territory, and the only way that we can win in the future is to take that territory back. We have to go full Bernie and start being champions for the working class again. Raising wages, raising taxes on the rich, you know, bringing back jobs, bringing back manufacturing, and so on. So anyway, that's my rant. We got to go full Bernie. This sucking up to rich people, sucking sucking up to rich businesses, sucking up to Republicans. It's not getting the kind of the numbers of voters that we're losing by ignoring progressives in the
right.
working class.
This all goes back to 1992 when Bill Clinton embraced neoliberalism and said, you know, we're going to try this new experiment of free trade and fewer unions and low taxes.
From the party, they've destroyed it.
Yeah. And then Obama continued it. He had a chance to repudiate it, and he didn't. He embraced it, and here we are. Abhi, thank you very much. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Your media support group for We the People. Seems like we need a support group these days. Stick around. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The Chiron over on MSNBC right now says Europe uneasy over Trump's unconventional cabinet picks. I want to say, yeah, no bleep, Sherlock.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but guess what? It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use this trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that'd raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, and it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. From the heart of your home to the streets outside. Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, because we know that this gentleman getting ready to rule our country has no respect for the Constitution or original intent. I would like to point out that Article 2, Section 2, oops, no, Article 2, Section 3, if Trump could be given the opportunity to put the Congress in recess, Tom, there's nothing in here that I can read saying he couldn't recess it for its entire term.
Yeah.
It shall reconvene when he may adjourn. And by the way, during that period, he could appoint anybody, including Supreme Court justices. It's interesting because their confirmation, it would die at the end of that term of Congress, but it doesn't change the fact he could do it. I've read. Nothing saying he can't do this. He could literally recess the Congress and appoint everybody from now for the next couple of years. Scary.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there because
I'm going to have
to be on the pail.
Yeah. I there's a discussion about this going on in the media right now, and there's some concern around it. I'm looking Article 2, Section 3, and I'm not seeing it there. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's Article 2, Section 3. It says he may, under extraordinary circumstances, convene both houses of Congress or either of them, and in cases of disagreement between them with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper.
Hmm.
Yeah. And if he decides that's 2 years from now, what do we do? One thing I'd like to point out is Congress basically gave most of their authority on immigration to the president. They've given most of their authority on tariffs to the president. I argue it with anybody in violation of the Constitution, Section 2, Article 2, Section 2, where it's clear. It's the only place where the Constitution I've ever found where they actually give the Congress authority to vest their powers in another group. Only place I found.
Well,
but we've allowed them to do this with other powers, and what scares me is, remember the Enabling Act in Germany was nothing more than the Congress saying the Führer has all further authority to make laws and execute them.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Scary.
Yeah. And if Trump forces a suspension of Congress over the objection of, say, John Thune, who is not a Trump loyalist, then if he forces through that and if he succeeds and if it's backed up by the Supreme Court, then we know we are no longer a democracy. We have become a dictatorship, essentially.
Yeah, all it takes is the two Republican houses of Congress just saying, let's agree that we're going to disagree about the when we're going to reset. Let's agree that we're going to disagree. That throws it to Trump.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Right.
So anyway, scary times, Tom. Really scary times.
Yep, I agree, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. Conrad in San Diego. Hey, Conrad, what's up?
On the messaging, I've been kind of jumping up and down for the last 2 weeks because you came so close 2 Mondays ago to hitting the nail on the head. By the way, the morbidly rich, did you come up with that one on by yourself?
Yeah, as far as I know, I've been using it for years.
It's great.
Well, thank you.
That one is just great. We've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, the media. And we've just got to stop calling it that, or the legacy media, or the mass media, the mainstream media, because we're perpetuating a lie when we do that. We've got to call it what it really is, which is the for-profit media.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're not here to tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They're there to make a profit for their stockholders.
Right.
Okay. And they'll spin any yarn or withhold any truth in order to make a profit for their stockholders.
I think that's an excellent point, Conrad. And prior to the end of the Fairness Doctrine, all three networks ran their news operations at a loss, and that was the price to keep their licenses. Within one year of Reagan dumping the Fairness Doctrine in 86, 87, all three networks had put their news divisions under the control of their entertainment divisions rather than as standalone divisions. So, yeah, spot on. Conrad, thank you for that. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Ralph in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ralph, I got a minute left. You had a quick point about the president?
Right. I'll make this quick. The point earlier when somebody asked what would happen if the president-elect died right now, before January 20th, well, the correct answer is that there would have to be a new election because the vice president was not elected president. It was the president-elect who was voted to be president. So what would happen is on January 20th, Joe Biden could not serve past that time because he finishes two terms constitutionally. So the presidency would go to Kamala Harris, who would serve until a new election.
Well, Biden wouldn't have served two terms. He's only served one term.
Well, right. But he was only elected to one term.
Kamala Harris wasn't elected to two terms either.
No, but she's vice president.
I see.
And she would take over for the president. And now they wrote a book about this. It was called The Amazing Election of 1968. When the author, I can't remember who it was, he thought something like this would happen in 1968.
Interesting.
So,
Ralph, thank you for that.
So check it out.
I got to run. So, thank you very much. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great people who work on this program. And thank you to you for supporting our program and spreading the good word. Don't forget, democracy requires you. Get out there, get active, tag your in. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Real news. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and we'll dive deep into why certain groups voted for Donald Trump and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.